This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Already with the accents.
Ted from Chicago.
This is lineupmedia.fm production. My co-hosts don't know how to shut the fuck up during the intro, so take it away, guys.
All right.
Tell Armand what today is?
No, I didn't. Today's kind of a special day, Armand.
No, it isn't.
It's the first show virginity. We've done. No, that's not it at all. No, I'll never have it.
So you need the chlamydia shot or?
No.
Okay.
What was the dog's name?
What was his name? Hey.
Gotcha. Anyway, it's our fourth anniversary.
Four years.
Doing the show.
Oh, who cares?
Surreal
we
talk.
We kind of do. Four years. That's kind of a big deal.
Armand.
Who would have thought?
You've never even been with a woman for that long.
No, I was. I mean, not faithfully.
Not faithfully? Yeah, well, slow down.
I wasn't faithful.
The one that got away?
He just laughs.
Just thinking about it.
Not
he's
even
like,
fucking close.
He's like Brick from fucking that movie with fucking Will Ferrell where they were the anchorman. Brick was like Steve Carell. He was half retarded.
Oh, yeah.
Is he the one?
Brick killed a guy.
Screaming all the time. Was that him?
Yeah, that's him. Pretty funny.
I guess the first one was okay. But what was with that big gang war they had with the other...
Dude, that was the best part of those movies.
But, I mean, it came out of nowhere.
The fight scene? That's what was so great about it.
That's like Peter Griffin fighting a chicken. It's great. No, it doesn't matter. It's awesome.
You've seen that, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Have you seen the second one where it got even crazier?
Maybe. I don't know.
They had like
I'm not
10 groups of 10 channels there. The Mexican channel. There was
no,
there.
I have to. Yes,
the History
I did
channel
see that.
Was there.
I did
but what was
see
the
that,
point?
Yes.
Why were they fighting supposedly? They just threw it in.
Because they're different anchor teams and they get down. That's how you know.
You think iHeartRadio comes up in here?
Fuck that. iHeartRadio comes in here.
Guys.
Bro, this is lineup media, okay, Armand? So, no, I'm just kidding.
XM tries to get up in this bitch?
Yeah, XM.
We're unrivaled. We don't have any competition.
Oh, we have.
We're rivaled.
Everybody's competition.
We're pretty rivaled.
We're better.
Everybody.
We're bested.
Anyway.
We have our niche.
I told Everett we should start stirring up some controversy and just come on a show today and talk shit about a bunch of other conspiracies.
We have no room to talk shit on anybody.
No, you're right. That's the funny part.
Isn't it Earth Day coming up? Let's observe that.
Is it Earth Day?
That's a big day.
I don't know.
The 20th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's fucking help with the global warming.
Here's how I celebrate Earth Day. big raspberry.
Damn, sir.
I grow raspberries.
What'd you just do?
I said, fuck Earth Day. It's stupid.
I disagree with
you. What language was that?
It's the dumbest. What has Earth Day accomplished? Besides?
Hey, bud, picking up litter.
Hey, what do you call
it? That's fine. Pick up litter. We need an Earth Day for that?
Yeah, getting stoned, group back massages. Fuck wrong with you, Craig.
While we're on, okay. we're on the topic of loving the Earth and all that, I was wondering at lunch.
Gaia. Oh, Gaia. All right.
What do you call somebody who fucks trees? I was thinking like an arborophile or arbophiliac.
That's a good one.
Tree fucker.
We got to coin it, though.
Arbophiliac,
if we come up with it. Arbophiliac.
Yeah, how about a...
Arbor has a lot of different meanings, though. It could be like the interior.
No, arbor means
diameter.
Tree.
Yeah, like a necrophile screws bodies.
Right.
Now, pedophile screws.
Well, yeah, we know it.
Necrophiliac. Dead
necrophilia.
Bodies.
Yeah, necrophilia.
Hemophilia.
No, it's a blood thing.
I know.
Yes,
I know. It's thin blood.
I think that's...
It's thin blood.
I don't know. That was on my mind at lunch.
It's a bleeding disorder.
That's the kind of stuff that goes through my head. I don't know.
I'll think of something. That's a good... I mean, they call them tree huggers.
That's titillating, right? Isn't it?
But there are people supposedly having sex with the earth, right? Not necessarily trees. They
like,
just,
really?
Like, put it into the ground and stuff.
Yeah, wait till you get a fucking groundhog hole or a snapping turtle comes up out of that motherfucker.
Oh, God, I hope so.
You won't be a fucking arbophile anymore, I promise you that.
Who's the guy? Who's that stupid senator that started that? Nelson?
Dick Durbin. No, I don't know.
No, the
sure.
father the father of Earth Day. Don't tell me. I know. It's that dumb jerk.
Armand, I made that up.
Just
Nelson,
dumb jerk.
I did that.
Oh, what was that guy's name?
You want to know? I can tell you.
What are his
Nelson
initials?
Mandela.
Give me
GN.
Gaylord Nelson.
Yeah.
God, what a dipshit.
Why was he a dipshit, Armand?
He's an idiot.
Everybody's an idiot, though, when it comes to, like, see, I don't think you'd have any problem with climate control or climate fixing.
All kinds of problems.
If there wasn't such a financial impact.
Dendrophilia.
As long as it didn't cost you money in one way or the other.
Is that Frank?
That's the one where you have sex with trees.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. What is it? That makes sense. Yeah, well, that's...
Dendrophilia.
Yeah, well, dendro is branch, right? That's Greek for branch.
I have no fucking clue.
Dendrology?
Is that right?
I think, yeah. Because part of the nerve is a dendrite, and that's like looks like a little branch on in histology.
I am so sad I asked this question.
But what were you saying about me?
Yeah, I've lost it already.
The financial aside, yeah, that's the problem.
Oh yeah, like you wouldn't have any problem with like the fucking global warming or anything like that.
I have a big problem with that.
If there was no like financial side like the way it is.
No, I'd have a problem with that too because it's a slap in the face of science.
What about this?
Yeah,
that's
my big
though.
Problem. You if you want to spend money on that shit, spend it on pollution or cleaning the oceans.
I liken you to those people who are all over the place right now talking about 5G. 5G is the cause of coronavirus. 5G causes cancer. 5G is a signal to the aliens.
Okay, it can cause cancer.
My point is, if 5G had been called 4G plus, no one would have batted a fucking eye.
Yeah, but you don't have really
are you implying if climate change hadn't been called climate change, it had been called something else?
About global warming.
Exactly my point. It's been sensationalized to the point where people like get pissed off at things that are sensationalized. Just because it's...
I get pissed off about the incredible waste. That's all. It is a financial thing for me because... You know, you want to bring all the world economies to their knees, and you're wasting all this money that could be spent for clean water.
Well, my point would be, I think you would be more apt to believe that there was a climate issue.
I don't care
if there wasn't an economic issue.
I don't think a couple of degrees of warming would hurt
us
one bit.
I don't think you do care. I think you care about your wallet, and your wallet tells you
that it's not costing me money.
We've established that this is about money.
Exactly my point.
10 different shows we've established that Armand's hatred for this.
No, it's about waste.
Waste of your money.
Waste of what?
About everybody's money.
Oh, there it is.
That's what I'm saying, though. But the money couldn't be. I don't like waste. The money could be spent better to help people.
But that's exactly my point.
That's a big point.
If you weren't looking
help
at it through
people
the,
with it.
Vote Bernie Sanders in then, bud.
Bernie, he's a climate change moron. Bernie Sanders.
He's going to help people if that's what you're worried about.
No, he's not. Are you kidding? He's going to help some people, yes.
He dropped out.
Not yet. He still wants to, he said, technically he's still on all these ballots.
I'll endorse Biden. I'm going to endorse Biden.
I did not drop out of this race.
That's a terrible Sanders.
How dare you?
That's a terrible Sanders.
Huh? You tell me why, when one 17-year-old kid gets pulled over with a joint, that it's on his record for the rest
record.
Of his life.
He doesn't record. Say R's. You can't. You're saying R.
Yeah, yeah.
He does not pronounce
Vermont.
R.
I know.
Record.
But it's that was marginally better than yours.
No, I do a good Bernie. I just wasn't ready for it. Where did I get ready?
You both suck.
Anyway.
Anyway, what's wrong with Bernie? I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with a lot of stuff that Bernie says. It's his solutions that I can't stand. A lot of what he says is true. A lot of the problems.
Yeah.
But his answer is more government and socialism. That I'm against.
I'm with you there, man. Fuck socialism and government.
Well, right. Speaking of socialism, how's these Trump checks coming, everybody?
I got mine.
That's not socialism.
No, not at all. It's economic stimulus.
What's
right?
the deal with Trump?
That's not a
this
stimulus.
This is
going to
come
either.
Off as Trump bashing, but I just want to know if, again, any president does this, why is he stopping the checks from being produced?
Because they don't have your name on. This is fucking smart.
No, it's very not smart.
Very smart.
He's stopping the disbursement or dispensement of more of these checks that don't have his name on them. He's making them get printed.
No checks have been printed.
I thought it was all direct deposit stuff.
That's what they're on now. It's going to take a week longer
to get an actual check.
So we'll say the arbitrary number, 6 weeks from now, you're going to get your check. Now it's going to take 7 because of the names.
Oh, really?
He's got to have the name in the memo.
I thought it would be Mnuchin. I thought the Treasury Secretary would be on the check.
The Treasury is the one that had to tell the IRS do this. Yeah, per executive
order. That's what I was telling you. Why don't we just have a tax holiday? That makes the most sense. No taxes for 6 months.
And I told you, the government's like going to go, oh, you guys don't want any taxes? Go fuck yourself. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, you do what? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, are we going to be taxed on this?
No, they're saying
is this taxable income?
No, they're going to get, you're going to have a credit next year that's an automatic credit that's applied for this. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think this is the answer either. I mean, I do know some people. It'll probably help some people.
I was talking about it today with the guys out in the office, whoever was here today. I don't think people who didn't have a job before the COVID crisis started deserve one of these checks. One, it didn't change your situation at all.
Right. That's true.
And people who are still maintaining their paycheck and getting what they were getting before, like us, for instance, who still got our paychecks.
Thank God. Yes.
Do not deserve it.
Right.
People who were displaced and who have lost money, there should be a way for them to apply for this money, and it should be given relatively simply. But I don't think it should be blanketed.
I think the idea is
it's an economic stimulus.
You give it to
not a bailout.
It's not a bailout.
There's no such thing.
It's bullshit.
The government cannot stimulate the economy, but that's a myth. Read.
Don't get me wrong. I like my $3,000. Read Von Mises. But
anyway, what you do is you give them, theoretically, you give the money to, like, if you're a restaurant owner and you're going to lay off your workers.
Huh.
And which is what they're doing. They apply, and this is what I pay, and they get, you pay. We're going to pay your workers for you.
Sure.
That makes sense.
How are
to
people
me.
Going
to
come into the restaurant without money? I mean, that's how you're stimulating the economy by giving you're people money.
This isn't a stimulus. Okay, define stimulus to me.
Why?
Because it's a you stupid term means. That everybody use. No, I don't.
In this case, in this context.
You never had nobody context. Stimulate your fucking private regions before?
So that's what a stimulus is.
I'm just
somebody
saying, they're stimulating this dead-ass economy that's going to, you
First
know.
First of all, Trump doesn't grab nuts. He grabs pussies.
He's making true. So the economy wrecked?
That's all he stimulates.
I'm just relating the economy to a dick. That's all.
Oh, he grabs pussies. So he's making the economy wet.
Ooh.
He's lubricating the economy.
That's not
what this is about. This is the economy.
This is economy lubrication at its finest, too. Because no, I got mine.
To the bottom of this.
And, I mean, do I hate
Trump?
This
is going to sound stupid, but I would have. If it meant me not getting it, and I would have said that everybody in my same position doesn't get it, I would have said I don't take it.
The idea.
Fuck yourself. I think you can't make that for.
Well, here's the point.
I know I can't, but I'm saying if it was, that's what I would do because I think it'd be better for the economy in the long run and better for the government. If you didn't give away $1 trillion+, it shouldn't be
$2 trillion, and they want more.
No, $2 trillion, they're not giving away to the people. $2 trillion doesn't go to the people.
It's ridiculous. They shut the country down in the first place. That's the mistake. You can't do that. I mean. I didn't think I'd live long enough to see this.
So what I was
I hoped you hadn't lived
what I was saying earlier about putting his name on the checks is genius. Would you like to know why? Because as a Trump supporter, or even someone, maybe you're not a Trump supporter, but you're fucking suffering right now because you've been laid off of work. There's nothing you can do. Now you get this fucking check in the mail, $1,200. It's literally going to save your family. And a Donald Trump's name on the bottom of it. And you're like, you know what? He's not so fucking bad. And then the people that do support him and have always, he literally bought with our taxpayer money the voters that he's going to need for the next election. Because think about it.
If he bought them with $1,200, they go cheap, I think.
They do go cheap. It doesn't take much. Eric's been lauding George Bush, George W. Bush.
George Bush gave me $600 when I was 18 years old.
I got
in 2000 or whatever it was, 2001,
about fucking
2002.
Right.
Yeah, I remember
Nobody
that.
Could envision, flying airplanes into buildings.
And here we are, 20 years later, Eric's
When did I get I think I got some from Obama, too. I got $800 from Obama.
Huh?
Yeah. I got a check. I got $800 in 2009.
Fuck him. For real?
Really? Yeah. Fuck Obama.
I remember that. I remember that, yeah.
Wait, why you, what the fuck?
You probably got it, too. You just don't remember.
No, I
got $800. I remember.
I don't believe that. Not for a second, Armand.
Why would I lie about that? I don't know if his name was on the check. I didn't check that.
I'm kidding. Kidding.
Listen, that's what government's done forever, though. Yeah. What do you think that is? How do you think people get elected? Let me give you something.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're not wrong there. So will I vote for Trump in the next election? Is that what everyone's on everyone's mind now? Because
I don't think anybody really cares.
No, I'm not going
to. I think everybody that listens to this show
Thanks
with any regularity.
Money,
well, maybe not regularity. Everybody that listens probably is regular, except for you.
No regularity here.
Right, yeah, he's irregular.
But
someone
I thought it was
so that stalwart listener would know who's voting for whom in this election, I think.
I wish I don't have to vote. It's just like a lot of work.
Maybe. I'm not really positive that Biden's going to get the nomination, to tell you the truth. If somebody wants to lay, if
I'm not
10
positive
to 1,
he
I'll take a bet
election.
On that.
I'm not positive he could beat Trump.
Oh, he won't.
Yeah,
I'll bet. I've already bet on that with OJ.
Well, I mean, aside from your bet, thinking it from the outside, you still don't think it? There's no chance ever that Biden beats him?
I didn't say no chance. I just don't think he will, no.
Between Biden and Trump, I think Trump will win, but if it was between Bernie and Trump, I don't think he would have won.
That's an interesting theory. I don't know.
I don't think he would have won against Bernie. Biden, if it's between him and Biden, he'll beat Biden all day, I think. I don't know. Like, obviously, I can't fucking see.
I don't think Bernie would have beaten him.
You don't think Bernie would have beat Trump?
No. I just don't think most Democrats agree with him.
Very polarized with Bernie Sanders. You know what I mean? You're either for it or you're fucking against it. You know
he's like Trump in a way that the people that really like him love him.
Sure.
And they're very devoted to him.
Sure.
Biden's like, okay, it's not Trump. I'll
you take it or leave it, right? Yeah. He's just a take it or leave it.
Well, his name is Mr. Not Trump.
Yeah, that's right. And he's going to get a lot of votes just... Based on that, a lot of people are going to stay home because who the hell cares? It doesn't excite
they
me.
They literally could have put an emu in a hat out there, and most of the Democrats would have voted for it.
Hey, I was just talking about you earlier.
I don't know about the hat.
Dave, Flat Earth.
Yeah, it's true. Hi, Dave.
I was just talking about him earlier because it's our four-year anniversary show, And I was thinking about some of the cool shit that we've done.
Well, I think that probably...
I'm with you, Dave. Not only do I believe the elections aren't real, they may be real, but they don't fucking matter to the everyday person. Just saying. They don't matter.
I'm not sure if I agree with that either.
Man, it's a soap opera.
Even local elections?
It's on TV, maybe local elections a little bit. But your big elections are on TV, and that's as much interaction as you get with them. Because you're still going to do the same thing every day.
Polling office.
Either go to your job, and if you don't have one, you're going to go look for a job to make money. That's the reality of life.
I disagree with that, because let me give you for instance.
You disagree with that?
If Hillary Clinton were president now, do you think we'd have shut down this country?
I
guarantee we wouldn't have.
Why?
Okay, because she wouldn't have to worry about the media and everybody else saying there's blood on your hands because we have a coronavirus.
She
no, she wouldn't.
Here's how it
didn't happen to Obama, H1N1 and I'm not.
Why the media wouldn't tell her that? Because she kills people, Armand. I said, you know why the media wouldn't tell her that? Because she kills people.
If she was in charge, she would have already killed Corona.
Rank fear.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it is, but that's my question. I'm just saying any Democrat president wouldn't have to worry about it. They wouldn't have to shut down the whole country because they wouldn't have to worry about people. And that, I think this is where Trump fucked up. He should have said, you get on TV and say, this is not a big deal. Wash your hands, you know, et cetera. Take all these precautions that he's saying every day. Yeah. But we're not going to shut the economy down. That's not going to happen.
Man, I want to get that.
So
live
you got to tell somebody, and this is just a devil's advocate question. Yeah. So you got to tell somebody, there's a disease that could be potentially deadly for you out here. Your coworkers may or may not have it, but if you don't come to work, you're fired. Are you going to tell somebody that though? Like, I mean, because you're saying you don't want to shut the economy down. We will not shut the economy down. So essentially, you're saying everyone still has to go to work, right? And it doesn't matter if you're scared or worried about getting the virus because
if you
don't,
you lose
your fucking job.
It's like the flu that we have every winter. Except it may not even be that virulent.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all. If you're coughing and you have problems, or you know you're 87, like my father,
stay home. I think you die from mucus buildup in this, right? Isn't that what this is? Like,
I'm not sure how it really. I guess it pulmonary buildup and things like that.
They
have secondary pneumonia.
Like literally, there's differences between Corona and the flu.
Yeah, but that may be the way it kills you.
People relate it to
this virulence is like 1% of one hundredth of a percent. That's what they're saying. I just read a study on it.
1/100th of a percent.
Because I was just reading about Sweden, where they have done none of this stuff. And they had like 1,600 deaths.
Well,
in a country of, 9 million?
I have no clue what's going on now.
South Korea.
Yeah.
South Korea legitimately curved their fucking, they flattened the curve. Because South Korea got hit hard with SARS, okay? And they were ready this time. When it hit, they had more tests. They produced them nonstop. They did a mandatory in and out of the country fucking quarantines for 14 days. If you went to South Korea, I don't give a fuck where you're from or where the fuck you're going. You sit for 14 days.
I'm not certain that how many lives that saved, though, to tell you the truth.
Who cares how many lives it saved? The amount of cases.
So
it cut down from everybody escalating like this. Now, America, our dumbass is still straight going up the mountain, still to this day. South Korea recognized and fucking corrected, dude. We should have did what they did. The amount of cases that they had, which in turn means less people die.
What didn't we do that you wanted to do? South Korea, I'm not sure what the population is, but it's not 330 million.
Yeah, no, we just let people in and out.
What is it, 18 million, 20 million tops?
Checking, 51.64 million.
Is it really? 51 million, wow.
I'm saying
you were way off.
Regardless.
I was way off. I was surprised.
The chart is like a percentage, like, you know what I mean? So this many people got fucking infected with it.
I'll go farther than that. I'd say the chart is way up of people that are infected don't know that they have. But
that
nobody's getting, this is surreal talk, right? Do you trust what the government or the Chinese government tells you?
Fuck no.
Of course not.
Are you seeing now that they're actually coming out saying that this was done at that laboratory in Wuhan? So what they're coming out and they're saying this is the biggest cover up by a government in history, that the Chinese government has covered this up, that it was something they were testing over there. They were trying to basically say that in this lab that they are better than Americans at picking up and finding these diseases them out.
Plausible.
But it got out. It was a total Batman thing. Yeah,
It's not a bacteriological or virological warfare technology. They were doing research on viruses to prove that they're better at that sort of thing than we are apparently, and it got out of hand. That's all, and it got out of that lab and.
In the words of Ted from Chicago, fucking nuke them, okay? You're going to fucking send the virus over here. We got my grandma, fucking nuke them.
Okay, well, there's the voice of reason.
Yeah, don't let him keep going.
You kind of undermine your other arguments when you speak that way.
Fucking nuke them.
All right. What do the listeners think?
They all said fucking nuke them.
No, they didn't. Don't listen to him, man.
Every one of them.
What did Jessica say? I see she's on here.
She wants to kill all the weak people.
Okay, that's plausible.
Yeah, you're with that, aren't you?
Yeah, fucking, that's fine. Okay, who's next?
Frank, I didn't think you were Frank so or... into the genocides of groups of people. You
know, I mean, I know Jessica's kidding.
Maybe not.
We protect our weak people. We protect immunocompromised people. You take precautions. You don't shut the whole fucking economy down. That's all.
I mean,
and that goes for Pritzker. That goes for Trump. That goes for all these people.
You know what you should
open
do?
The country up.
You
again.
Know what you do though? If it does shit gets fucked up, you just hire Vince McMahon. Oh, you put him on the board for restarting
today?
The economy.
With Vinnie Mac?
Hey, it's all right with me.
Vince, he no holds barred, man.
I know who he is.
I don't know. He's going to be helping jump something. They also got Dana White. Did you know that?
Yeah, Dana White. And the major people from every sports league.
You get Jamie Dimon. You get the bank. You get a guy like Jamie Dimon, or you get
the khakis.
Good Lord.
I don't care. I don't like Bill Gates. He's not a business guy, but you get all these business guys together.
Speaking of Bill Gates, open people Starbucks. Right now are fucking irate and want Bill Gates' death. Have you seen this on Facebook?
Yeah, I saw that.
They'll never take Bill Gates' fucking.
What Bill
because
Gates
of his vaccine. Vaccine. Yeah.
He's got a vaccine for this now?
Yeah, I read it. Somebody had an article.
Irrelevant. If it was made by Chill Bates, everybody would love it. It's Bill Gates, though, and he's rich, and it's...
No, but you know what?
This is one thing we want to talk about. Let's skew right into it. The woke awakening happened. There's a reawakening right now of woke people, and they are going ultra woke at this point.
Yeah,
I'm seeing people on my Facebook. Okay. Woke means you're seeing things for the way they really are. You're awake now.
Opening your eyes for the first time to the lies of the world.
See, I thought woke was like social justice warriors.
No, God damn it.
Look up the definition.
Okay, what is woke?
Come on, we got it on T-shirts.
I'll read it.
Woke, alert to injustice in society, especially racism.
Yeah, that's what woke means. Social justice warriors are all about being woke.
We're talking about conspiracies.
Well, this is a different. This is something different.
What's that website?
That's
fucking
why I ask you to define your
woke
terms.
As fuck.
They got all the definitions of shit.
Merriam-Webster.
And remember that out there. Before you have an argument or discussion, define your terms.
No, don't do it because you can make it up in the middle and still win.
Remain vague like you, so nobody
exactly.
Knows what the hell
Come
you're
on,
saying.
Come on, Armand. You know how to play.
Well, now you should be in the government.
It's currently used to describe consciousness and being aware of the truth behind things the man doesn't want you to know.
Okay, I'm all for that.
Including classism, racism, and anything like that. So
the man doesn't want you to know about that? What's the man got about you?
That's because they pump crack into the inner city neighborhoods.
Uh-huh.
You're way too woke today.
Yeah, boy, oh boy.
Well, it's been a while since we've done Surreal Talk, so.
This may sound like
I've recently gotten back into 9/11 videos.
No, there's a good one to go into is 9/11.
I've been watching some 9/11 videos again recently, and I fucking love it. I really do. I don't love the act.
What do you
love?
Yeah, you love it, huh?
That sounds bad.
Well, go blow something up.
No, goddamn it, no.
Okay.
What do you love? What do you mean, like controlled demolitions? Is that what you're talking about, Armand? Okay. Just to make sure we're on the same page. Because I obviously couldn't hit a plane with a building. I would have to blow it up with controlled demolitions, just like 9/11. Mm.
Yes.
Anyways,
without any motive.
No.
Of course
zero.
Not.
Zero.
Just for the hell of it.
Come on, Armand, you know that.
Do you think it has anything to do with the amount of woke people coming out is just because they're bored?
That's what I told you. That's the fucking answer. Yeah. People are bored.
I don't know, man.
They're watching the videos that I watched on YouTube 3 years ago.
So what are you doing with all this time you have?
Masturbation, duh. Fuck else do you do with all this time?
Hopefully video games and stuff.
Learn a language.
Yeah, learn something.
Learn macrame.
Mi casa, su casa, Armand.
Why don't you knit me an Afghan?
I'm not going to your house. It's apparently covered in jizz.
Yeah, I don't. What are you going to sit on? Ugh. Even on the ceiling.
Oh, Lord.
Gross.
Ugh. It's not that gross.
Get yourself a girlfriend.
What have you guys been doing? What have you been doing with this time, Armand?
I've been working on a script.
He's like, well, masturbation.
You just sent out
honest.
One. I've seen it the other day. I haven't read it yet. You sent it out about a week ago?
That's like a 5 pages.
I still like
that
read
was an
your short
proof of concept.
Little novelty.
People were saying Armand for president?
No masturbation.
Thank you. I'd be a great president.
Luar's asking, is Tonga pregnant?
He straightened his life up, guys.
No?
I don't think so.
That's a no?
Nope.
That's one thing I'm reasonably sure about. Everything else is open to debate.
Thank you
except
for
global warming.
The question there, Luar. It's something we've all kind of been wondering. It's been on the tip of our tongues.
Not mine.
He comes up with a few.
Luar's the best, man. Yeah, he's one of the best. We got the best.
I hope he's all right. New Jersey's going nuts over there.
Luar's my girlfriend.
Is he?
Hmm.
It's true.
Okay. How'd that work out? You know what? I don't even care.
What? I forgot. Oh, docking. Yeah, I forgot the
term.
It's been so long since we
talked about docking.
Hey, look, check this out. This is a really good comment here.
All right, good.
It says people have more time on their hands to actually think for themselves.
That's the last thing
people do with time. Are you kidding?
They masturbate.
And that's the last thing.
Yeah. They're on Pornhub.
Exactly. I bet you Pornhub's numbers are fucking through the roof.
Hey, listen, Pornhub's giving away free, what's
premium.
It? Premium.
I wouldn't know that.
They've been giving away premium forever.
Whatever it's called. Right? No, this is legit.
It's been 6 months or so they've been giving away premium.
Premium. Free
I'm guessing.
They're doing their part. Well, listen, why don't we give away free premium membership?
Armand's we don't even bookmarks. Have it. Speaking of that, let's dive right into it. If you're a supporter of us on Patreon, stop now.
Yeah, you don't have to. No, no, we're not saying that. We're saying, listen.
I'm saying we haven't put out a show in a month.
There's more things for you to spend your money on.
Armand, we never tell you about it, but there's people that give us a dollar or two a month.
Yeah, of course, Armand. We never give you any of that shit.
Yeah.
Any which way, we haven't did a show in a month.
I don't know if we're doing one now.
No, yeah, we're totally doing one now.
This counts.
This rant.
This counts.
This is a drunk rant.
Yeah.
Drunk. I don't like what you did there.
Mountain Dew is a caffeine-induced rant.
Oh, shit. I was supposed to give somebody a shout.
I'm forgetting shit like always.
All right, so stop sending money to us?
Yeah, stop sending anything to us, really, especially your underwear.
Send your Trump checks
to us.
Yeah,
you know, we got a fucking room back there full of panties, and it's like, come on, guys, yeah. We can't do anything
like Tom
with
Jones.
These.
It's like a Tom Jones concert.
It's fucking
very
terrible.
Similar. Very, like Wayne Newton.
And some people are just nasty, Armand. Are like, they? What the fuck?
I like them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not that. So,
pussycat,
here's one thing I wanted to do.
I love you. Remember that song?
I do.
I do. That's a song.
Yeah, I know the song.
Play a little. That's a great song.
What's up, pussycat? Whoa. There you go.
I just missed it before we went on the air, Everett, and I did shaboom,
hey, what,
shaboom.
Here's a trivia question. What La-da-da-da-da. James Bond movie did he sing the
From Russia
theme
with Love.
No. Oh. That was a...
I should know this, but I don't recall.
Golden Eye.
No, that was Tina Turner.
I know. What's up? Moon
Doctor Rico. No.
Goldfinger.
No.
Jaws.
Man, oh man.
Casino Royale. Tomorrow Never Dies. Tomorrow's Another Day. Die Another Day.
Living Daylights.
Man, you guys are terrible.
I don't know, man.
Doctor
20,
Who.
23 or 4 of those.
I'll give you a hint. Then he strikes like Thunderball
then.
Yeah. Thunderball. Man, that was you guys got every college, fucking Sean Connery movie. You missed it.
Ah, well.
It's my favorite
Are
James
Are you talking
Bond.
About Sean Connery?
Yes.
So, as we were saying earlier, I'm having trouble with the woke people. I'm having trouble with conspiracy in general right now. Because the
That's
shit
our show.
I know. That's my problem. I'm being honest right now. It's like I can't look at these things like 5G is fucking the cause of corona. Seriously.
Oh, that's stupid.
I can't look.
Who came up with that?
I don't know. But there's
I did.
Millions of
I made
people
that up.
Out there putting this out there like it's the thing. And going on and on about how Bill Gates is trying to kill people with his vaccine. And
what is, yeah, what's with that?
He's the leader of the NWO, man. It's all part
have
of his
you,
plan.
Listen, Everett, have you, listen to me.
I can't do it.
Have you had the vaccine from Bill Gates yet?
No, I
do
don't.
You know, then you
no,
don't know
I
if
don't.
It kills people.
It's the silliest thing ever, though, man. You gotta.
I don't know if that's a, is that, does that follow logically?
No,
you
it
haven't
doesn't.
Had the vaccine, so you can't be sure it kills people.
Yeah, see, that's the problem, though.
Logic I haven't had is, cancer, but I'm pretty sure it kills people.
Man, you haven't had the cancer vaccine either.
Yeah, that, well.
It doesn't exist, but that's not the point.
What is with him today? He's completely non sequitur.
I don't know.
No, that's my Latin sexual organ is good,
does
dude.
Does not but follow.
What I would like is
too
some
much
suggestions.
Beating off.
Some suggestions.
Take
know
it
who,
easy, will you?
You know who we are and what we do.
Yeah, we know, yeah. How stupid we are.
Give us some suggestions for topics that we would dig and you guys would dig too.
I think we've run the gamut. I don't think there are
Email
any topics
us at
left.
Info at.
I mean, I could be fine right now calling this the last Serial Talk ever and say, if you want Serial Talk, cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, look at our back catalog because we got 4 years worth of it.
But
I don't want to do that.
He's like,
I'd rather
now we're for real talk.
Yeah,
we're not changing
that.
We're not changing
for
the
real talk.
We're not changing that. We're not taking off the cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. It's just until I can find a topic that I would think is.
Well, since we're talking about coronavirus peripherally.
And I don't want to just do topics to shit on them either. That, I don't
no,
want to do
but
that.
What would you say is the most. How am I going to put
I would believe the Chinese government.
Odd thing about. Yeah, like, okay, I guess that would probably.
I believe that.
Okay, you believe.
But can you do a whole show on that?
I don't know.
No, there's tons of like loose strings.
We've
and
done
shit
shows
well,
on
you
more
can do,
obscure
you can
things.
Sum that,
that
shit up in 3 minutes,
right? We
have done
the
it.
Mandela effect, right? Like,
and why? Why do we need to go on for 3 minutes about this? Whenever you see it,
we talked. We did a whole show about people getting lost in the forest. I mean, that was a stupid. Are you kidding me?
I fucking hated that show.
Yeah, that was a horrible show.
Yes, think about it. People missing in national parks. Go fuck yourselves.
That was a show.
Does not care.
I thought it was a decent show.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I mean,
but,
for
I
real.
Mean, compared
that's,
to that, I think coronavirus.
I thought that was
Chinese.
Interesting. A lot of people gone missing in those parks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to do another show like that.
Yeah, please don't.
I'm not. I don't want to put the time into that anymore. You better come at me with something good, please. Let me look at the chat.
Well,
here,
that, we can repeat things. I mean, it doesn't.
Project Blue Beam. That one's worth it. I'm guessing that's an older one. Let's do Project Blue Beam next week or the week after. Eric, you with that? Straight up Project Blue Beam.
Of course.
You ever heard of Project Blue Beam?
No.
There's a TV show right now. That's getting
it's
great.
A beam.
Great ratings. And it's called Project Blue Beam.
It's a blue.
Yeah.
Comes out in a beam.
It's not too bad. What else?
It's a
can y'all plug all your old shows like? tell you about every one of them?
Oh, I'm the plug. Oh, I mean, I guess we could start. Let's start way back when with
what's everybody's favorite shows? Why don't we ask?
Well, we did that before, though, too.
Yeah, what came?
They keep saying 9/11.
Pizzagate, right? Wasn't that the big one?
Pizzagate, 9/11.
Or Kennedy. People like the Kennedy one.
Kennedy was
good,
yeah. Benoit
one.
West Memphis 3.
West Memphis 3, Alex Jones. Any of the
OJ.
OJ, I'm sure.
Nick killed it
on. And how many of you guys done on 9/11? I had to be more than one.
I have 4 hours on YouTube right now on 9/11. You can go watch 4 hours of me talking shit. Yeah, on this show. You can talk 4 hours of me talking shit on 9/11 right there on YouTube.
And what was your conclusion you reached about that?
I just advice I like to give to people when they don't fucking say that, Armand. That's what you make people look dumb.
Implying that.
No, God no. Listen, you don't ever say you know what happened. You just say.
Well, I'm asking you. No, what do you suspect happened?
It doesn't matter. We need a new investigation. I'm irrelevant. What I think actually happened.
20 years later, what you think I know, you're going to find something.
It doesn't matter. But you just break apart the official story, and if you can prove that what they said happened ain't the truth, now you can get somewhere. But you don't ever need to even get past that if you can't prove their official story wrong. So until, as a conspiracy community, we can prove the official fucking story wrong, take it to a high court, get a fucking ruling. There's no point in even talking about anything further than that.
All I'm asking is, what is the motive for doing? I mean, like, when I hear about Kennedy, hey, I'm not completely...
Find that out in investigation.
I'm not sure the Kennedy assassination was a conspiracy, but I can see motives for that because he made a lot of enemies with some high-powered people.
Redux on marijuana. That's a fucking brilliant idea. I like
why it. We did Joker, Smoker, Toker. We did
like 17.
You drive around and
smoke weed all the time. Yeah, I mean, that seems. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's ad nauseum on weed.
Yeah, we've did the weed thing to death. Yeah. Armand with marijuana, we would do.
Oh yeah, yeah. Getting Armand with high.
Getting Armand with high. That'd be great.
How about Armand with chick?
That's an actual show. Getting Doug with high. Pretty funny show.
What's that?
It's called Getting Doug with High. Pretty fun. Funny.
Very good. Yeah. I get it now. I'm just saying, what is the motive, though, for anybody deliberately destroying the Twin Towers and the Pentagon?
Money and the power.
Okay.
So there's the insurance.
Power and money.
The insurance.
Power and money.
But who?
The guy who owns the building.
So many.
The guy on the building the day before or the week before.
Larry Silverstein's whoever it's talking about.
He took out giant insurance policies on both of those buildings. Like,
you want me to tell the story?
Hey, go ahead. Please do. You tell it better.
In March, Larry Silverstein acquired the
2001
lease for the World Trade Center complex. It was all 7 buildings there, you know? So he got the lease for it, and he's like technically the owner, I guess, but the whatever owns the actual property. But he's, for all intents and purposes, he has to fix the shit. He's your landlord.
Yeah.
Okay. So he spent the whole time from March until, you know, like in August, reworking the insurance to cover, guess what? Fucking terrorist attacks. Okay. Imagine that, right? Mm-hmm. So then 9/11 happens, takes his insurance company to court, sues him for not one, but 2 separate terrorist attacks, one on each building, right? So his $15 million investment was end up worth like $4.5 billion after what he won in court. So now he works in the world. He worked.
So how did he engineer the actual blowing up of the buildings?
No, God,
oh,
no.
He did.
We're not saying he
didn't. He just knew it was coming. Then he knew it was going to happen.
He works that. He worked in the World Trade Center. His kids, both his kids worked in the World Trade Center.
Okay, well, that's, to me, is more plausible.
They all called off that day.
Because I know there were a lot of people said there were a lot of signs that this was coming.
Fuck yeah, bud.
Including, what, was it 94 that they actually tried to blow it up in the basement?
Wait a minute, so what's this?
There was an attempt.
19 years? Fuck, we got to wait a whole other year if we want to do a 20-year show. I'm saying fuck it, do it at 19.
We won't be around.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Nah, no way.
Yeah, but for real talk.
Sick of us long before then.
Dude, Ted from Chicago, he's going to like fucking front us the money for a new studio. He's like, hey, yo, you guys, I'm Ted.
I just came back.
9/11, you know.
I got a Giordano's in the fridge.
What's that?
Oh,
I already ate that, Armand.
Yeah, we ate that for lunch.
I already ate that.
I'll kill you, man.
I already ate it.
We thought it was somebody else's. It's gone.
Yeah, I mean.
You'd be within your rights to kill us.
You know, you got a lot of room to talk, Armand. I can name, like, a handful of times you've literally ate someone's food out of fucking refrigerator.
I wouldn't eat anybody's food. I don't do
that. That's not what I
do. You don't know me very well.
Armand, you've literally done that.
You know who did that? Was T.
You've literally done
that. Ask Chris. No, I never eat anybody else's food.
Cody got his bowl off your desk.
No, I threw that away.
Oh, so you didn't get caught?
The evidence was gone.
No, I thought it was.
Fuck that. He didn't see shit.
Yeah.
I threw that away.
I fucking got rid of the evidence
bitches. Cody left that in there, and I swear to God, I thought it was old salmon that I had left in there that Tonga gave me for months. This stuff's got to be terrible.
Not smelling this.
I took it outside
fish.
And threw
Wait,
it away.
You were going to eat
it
salmon?
It was his lunch.
I was going to say, you're going to eat salmon?
That's what I'm saying. I thought it was rotten salmon. I said, this got to be in there for months.
What the fuck did he have in there that looked like that and smelled like that?
I didn't smell it. I didn't think anybody else
was
would
it
have
the same
it.
Bowl.
It was in those containers that Tonga gives me. So I thought it's got to be mine.
So this is an honest mistake then?
Yeah.
I don't fucking buy it.
I threw it out.
No.
I felt terrible
on.
For the kid.
Come on.
would I make something? That's more plausible than your stupid 9/11 fucking theories.
Armand, our 9/11 is fucking stupid.
That you don't believe.
Are you familiar with Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Yeah, it's
in
funny.
That format?
Yeah, it's funny.
Why don't we one of these days, since we're running low on shows that we want to do.
Very low, yeah.
Is do that as a show. Do a we'll put it up on the thing. We'll green screen us, and we'll put us to the back, and we'll put us in front of that show.
A new
we'll
video see. Studio.
Yeah,
we already have a green screen.
What will we do, though?
We'll watch the 9/11 shows we did with the video, because we did great on that. At video evidence and everything, it's way better than we normally
do. We did something similar to that when we used to do those redo shows.
Redux?
Yeah.
Redo.
No, Armand.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's be like convincing Armand. That's the show.
That was the talking with ourselves episodes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll just be similar. Convincing Armand of 9/11. I'd like to hear you explain some shit away, Armand. I got a 3.5-minute video that'll blow your fucking mind.
That sounds like a thought. We'll do that later.
Yeah.
That sounds stupid.
What are the odds?
That sounds stupid.
Hold on. Now that we've all got everybody's got their stimulus money.
Let's talk everybody.
I'm
not sure about that.
Well, a lot of people.
Check my bank.
Those of you who do, how many of you are interested in putting in on a pot to pay for Armand to do some pot?
Throw some pot?
Right, yeah. Everybody send their stimulus checks. I'll be glad to get
send
stoned.
Us a quarterback.
What would it take?
Send
what would
a quarterback
take
through the mail.
Honestly.
I'll smoke half of it and give the
Why
rest to Armand.
Why do you think I'd be charming or humorous?
We don't have that at all.
I'd just be a laughing fool.
No, yeah, that's not
that's
it at all.
That's all I am.
It's not even it at all.
No.
It doesn't matter.
I'd want to get in a fight.
Does it really matter why?
No, it doesn't matter.
I just want to know how much money.
What's the intentions? Yeah, it doesn't matter the intentions. What's it going to cost to get you stoned?
Ooh, God damn, that'd be a good one, too.
I'll donate.
All right, yeah, I got five on it.
I just don't know why anybody, it would be a big disappointment.
Armand, how much? What's the number?
How much, Armand?
What's a fucking number, Armand?
$10,000.
Bullshit,
come on.
Get fucking real. Go fuck yourself.
That's what I lost in the market. I want to make it back. Make my losses good.
That's not going
to
work, Armand. You're not doing that by
getting stoned. Are you liable to call the cops on us for kidnapping you and holding you against your will?
Yeah, would you? Well, what if I dosed you?
What?
Hey, listen, Armand, serious question. If I dosed you, would you get mad at me?
With what?
What? Does it matter?
Sure.
No.
I probably wouldn't even know it.
So if I say I put a couple of hits of acid in your fucking coffee there, would you get mad at me?
I don't know what I'd do.
You'd be fucked up for sure, but would you get mad at me?
Yeah, I probably would be pissed
okay,
off.
Okay, so then I won't
yeah.
do it then.
Okay, what about a lie detector? Would you let us ask you questions?
Fucking do it.
What do you want to ask me?
Doesn't matter.
I don't need a lie detector.
Doesn't matter. What's the cost, Armand? What's this going to cost us?
I don't need a lie
detector.
Save your money. What do you want to ask?
We need a polygraph person. Whoever's out there listening.
Yeah, if you guys do polygraph for the...
We will pay your flight in. You can live with Armand in the office for a day or two.
And you can smell his feet.
Chase Schwartz has got five on him. We're going to figure this out.
What is this fascination?
I got five on it, too.
What could you possibly want to know?
Jason, that's 10.
What could you possibly want to know?
I don't know, man.
That's 15.
It's just the fact that we got you in the hot seat.
Yeah.
Can ask you whatever we want.
Yeah. With this polygraph.
I'm going to tell
you, you know global warming's bullshit, Armand. You just don't want to give it up right now, do you?
Oh, yeah.
You're fucked, bud.
On a lie detector, I'd say it's true,
that's
right?
That thing would start smoking.
Oh, God, yeah.
What's wrong with my machines?
This guy's going to hell.
If it talked.
And we got to have a whole Armand show someday where we get you high, we lie detector you, we waterboard you.
I'm getting the fucking waterboard
me.
No, we're not docking you. Calm down. He just can't get past docking, can he?
I don't know. We haven't talked about it in a long time. The very concept is funny.
Peach is throwing 20 on it.
Okay.
That's 35.
What do you expect me to be funny or something? Why
10.
Do you want to see somebody?
Armand.
We're up to $50, pal.
Oh, boy.
$50, get you high, get you. I mean, you're getting free
drugs. You know
drugs,
what? I'll go five more. 55. I'll
How much for
more.
Me? How much to get me high?
First of all, you guys already offered like $300.
No, we were asking questions.
You did.
I said, what, 200?
Something. Oh, it was more than
I
this.
Was asking questions. I wasn't offering anything.
He was feeling out, hot or cold on where you were at money-wise. So we're at right now.
Listen, if you guys want to have a show where I get drunk with you, I'm not much fun when I'm drunk. I just want
to
fight.
We just have to do
no
shots.
Fun.
We just have to sit here and we
I'd
do
be
shots.
Drunk after
boom,
two shots.
Boom, boom, boom,
How long
boom,
do you think
boom,
it'd take
boom.
Me to get drunk? It'd take two shots. I'd be tipsy.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
You don't get to
I
move.
Don't drink.
You don't get to move till the fifth is gone, and there's three of us, so you won't be
a
that
fifth?
Drunk. A fifth, yes.
Throw up.
750 milliliters.
Throw up.
I'd throw up on a fifth, probably.
For between three of us?
Oh, just I thought it was just for me alone.
No. Well, I drink
a fifth of what? Scotch?
No, just whatever, man. What do you drink? How about that?
I don't drink anything.
You drink?
You think I'm Ocho Man? I'll drink scotch, I guess, but not a fifth between
a whole fifth.
That would be what?
Me
One third of a fifth.
Me and two buddies.
1/15.
It's 750 divided by three.
250. That's
milliliters.
A lot of alcohol.
There you go. Depending on the proof, though. I mean, you know, you could drink something that's 6 proof. You could drink something that's
not
fucking
scotch.
40 proof, you know?
I don't. Two beers would probably knock me out.
Knock you out, or I doubt that.
I mean, I did a stream.
I would be drunk.
I did a stream one time where I was playing Halo, and every time I lost a game, I did a shot. It was probably.
You're like Three games
I was
in, you're
fucked
hot,
up, dude. Yeah. I had to stop the stream. I was so fucked up. I got drunk. Fucking.
So what's the difference between you drunk and you high?
A lot. Being drunk is way more.
I talk a lot when I'm stoned. Everett said he knows. That's how he knows when I'm like real fucking high.
What are you doing when you're drunk?
I just fucking like listen to music and do Ted from Chicago.
Oh, well, then get drunk.
Can you imagine me at home going, "Yeah, I'm free falling from Chicago, Ted." You know,
is Ted on here today?
I don't know, but he's gonna listen to this show and go, "I fucking love that guy." Ted loves me.
I don't know why he does.
Ted's got.
Hey, do us a favor. Email us or somebody set up a poll on the group about these topics and whatnot so we don't forget them.
There you go.
Can't expect us to actually do any work for this.
White dog poop.
We've already did white dog poop. We got to the bottom of that. Remember the bone meal? They stopped putting in it. Mm. Figured that out a long time
ago. Pretty much were cutting edge. We broke the fucking case on the white dog poop, honestly. I mean, you got Alex Jones that did the fucking Bohemian Grove there in 2000. And then you got the Hicks Brothers for Surreal Talk that broke the white dog poop case in 2018.
Well, I know we've gotten, in the recent past, a lot of complaints that we're really not doing conspiracies and cults and things like that.
Yeah,
We
just talked about why.
Armand, are you mental? You were there.
What did you say?
Remember we said I don't really dig it anymore? Like you have to be too woke to get into that shit?
No, I thought they just didn't like us in general. But
it's
the subjects.
It's the subjects.
Well, here
they
again.
They love you.
Well, here again, coronavirus. About is that it. A cult, a conspiracy, or...
It's surreal, dude.
Surreal, you think? It is kind of surreal that we would... If you said a year ago that we're going to have a virus and shut the economy down, and you asked me, what are the odds of that happening? What would you say? 1 in 1,000? I don't think I'd even give it that much credence.
I'd hit you with the George Bush, man. Nobody could envision flying airplanes into buildings, so...
So, do you think that there were airplanes flown into the buildings?
Oh my God! Yes, did you not?
Oh,
yes.
You did. Okay.
Yes. Well, airplanes definitely hit the.
Well, that's not what Nick Drago says. He said it was from the inside. He said they blew up from the inside.
I love Nick to death, but you can't listen to everything Nick says.
Well, I thought you agreed with that. That's so you fair. Do agree it was the airplanes, but it wasn't terrorists.
Armand, there's firefighters on video going, "I was in the fucking other tower when it hit. It was a big black plane that fucking hit the." I mean,
you don't tell me. I agree with that. Of course.
I actually, last night, as a matter of fact,
but that's,
talked
isn't that
to
what
a
deniers
guy.
Say? I don't know. I hate to use that word, deniers.
The naysayers.
Okay, naysayers. They say it wasn't, you know, they caved in. Some that no jet could do that.
Too woke. Armand, too woke.
What about the Pentagon and how there's been absolutely no evidence of a plane
that
there?
That too.
Other than one tire.
What about office furnishings being on fire for, you know, like fucking 4 hours and then, you know, a whole building comes down?
Well, all I'm saying, I'm not an engineer, but I mean,
you should be. How about
things,
that? Why aren't you?
Because I don't make enough money.
Get your fucking degree then.
It was too hard.
But screenwriters do?
Podiatrists do.
Ah.
Podiatrists make big money.
Dude, I've been watching podiatry videos on YouTube like crazy lately.
You have?
Dude, I'll cut your bunion off
you
right
really
now.
You really have nothing to do with
dude,
your
I've been watching some of the worst callus formations on people's feet and just the...
Oh, may I suggest Dr. Sandra Lee?
Don't make my job
way
disgusting.
It's a whole different thing.
Dr. Pimple Popper?
It's way... She's okay.
She
there's
cool.
this Indian
how many
guy that
how many calluses
her?
Can you see get carved on? Although I saw that one.
He
I
can do it better than you now.
That kid was using like a machete on it.
No, man. These people use, they're still doctors. And it's not in the field. They're using scalpels.
Yeah, well, that's what we do.
Oh,
well,
this guy poured a shot of
like I said, it's
him.
Podiatry videos, not fucking Ted from the jungle.
Ted from the jungle?
This is Ted from the jungle. Watch out for that tree.
there's a fucking snake over there, guys. Don't close that way, okay?
Welcome to the jungle. I'm your host, Ted.
Yeah. This is the jungle.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
He's literally going to hit us with a cease and desist. I know.
Peach, no PayPal, man. No PayPal today. No need to PayPal anything to us, pal.
You can, but you don't have to.
No, don't hit. Don't hit nothing. Don't do no buttons.
Now, where's all this money going?
Right into our pocket. It is
probably
really
donating it to global warming or something.
Well, that's kind of true.
What the fuck?
As long as
you
guys are buying pot with it and stuff.
Exactly.
Don't waste it.
It keeps
okay.
the fucking show going. Okay. You want to come here not high?
Good.
It's true. You don't want that. You don't want that.
You want
at all.
That?
No, I don't want you guys
I'll
straight.
Going, I'll be going. Who's got the weed? Everett, can we? Let's. You got weed in your pocket?
Is that the right not word, by the way?
Like a smell.
When you're not high, are you straight? Are you
I straight? Guess that's when sober.
When is
no,
that?
That's undrunk.
I'd say straight. I'd be high.
I would say when is that?
You get high? Yeah, man. I'm
so
straight.
You don't remember what it was like to be.
Because I could be high and be straight.
I was just telling Everett. I smoke like literally 5 or 6 joints a day, every day.
And jerk off.
Well,
before or after?
Times. Both.
At the same time?
Well, yeah, of course.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyways,
dexterity this man has.
He sticks it right in a hole and just.
That's not true at all. You put nothing that close to your dick that burns. Come on, man. Get your shit together.
What a fucking
amateur.
Good advice.
What an amateur.
Thank you.
PSA.
Do you ever have your nuts burned by an overhead weld before?
No.
Oh, it's fucking brutal.
No, you seen those, have you seen those videos where those guys set their nether hair on fire?
No.
Those guys are nuts.
No, God, no. Or they try to light a fart.
We got the Ocho Man. I'm going to answer this real quick.
Uh-oh.
Ocho Man.
Hey, Ocho. Sorry, man. We're live on the air. What's going on?
Oh, you're live?
Yeah, we're live.
Not quite.
Still live, huh?
We got Vince McMahon in here today.
Hey, I wanted to tell you something that was fucking funny, but
on the air?
Maybe I could tell you right now. You could relay it or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, I got you on.
You're on the air.
So you're on the air.
Well, fuck, I'm not out of here. You know, I'm on Pornhub.com. You know.
Okay.
You got the Prime membership?
No, that's free.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Stuff. You got it right.
Free HD.
Everybody knows about Pornhub free.
We were talking about that today.
And I got my own watch on it. The motherfucker says almost there. When I'm fucking lacking off, it was unbelievable. How the fuck does
it's like me too, bro.
How does my iPhone know almost there?
That's great. The iPhone's like Siri's almost there.
Siri's good.
Almost there.
You're kidding. He must have had his navigation, right?
I'm fucking believable. What are you guys covering over there?
Nothing.
Basically this.
Yeah. We're just bullshitting. Talking about penises and vaginas, I think. A lot of that. Some drinking. We're trying to get Armand high.
I seen that. I'm watching your fucking show right now. I just turned it on.
Oh, right on. Well, hey, Ouch. Hi. Probably see us on there.
All right, man. You guys take care. We got to get together.
For real, man. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know what you're doing, but get at me.
I don't think tomorrow.
All right. Well, next week. We'll get together next week.
I'll like teaching the chat. Sure. Best thing about
see
the drive-by.
All right. See you, dude.
Is hearing the ice in the guy's cup. That's your cup.
You can hear it?
Did you hear that? Did Ocho Man have a cup of something?
No. Somebody in the chat was talking about the best thing about the drive-by is hearing the guy's ice in his cup.
Oh yeah, when we're out and about doing the Ocho Man hasn't been on the drive-by in forever.
Yeah, what happened to that?
Well, we've been getting a friend of his on every time.
Oh,
so we've had
how many friends does he have?
Like Billy,
so many. Well,
Bob,
they're interns. They're
Kevin,
interns.
Oh, the Jeff.
Intern. Oh,
you know, there's just a bunch of the new.
Yeah, what was Bays was the guy the other day? The intern Bays. They sound very similar to him, but I must tell you, it's not him.
Of course it's
Bays?
Not him.
I don't know him.
Ocho could never be on a show where delinquents smoke pot like that because it could ruin like public image.
He has a public image he has to protect.
Well, so yeah, he elected to not.
Did you hear about this year when I brought up Pornhub and he said premium?
He's like, yeah, that's free.
I forgot
come
who
on,
I was
come
speaking
on.
To.
Everybody knows that's free.
I didn't know that. I read about it.
Eric, anything else you want to hit from your big ass document you got here?
Bob's and Vagine.
Some of the things you want to talk about over the past 4 years, you learn how to converse properly. Yeah. I would disagree.
Would
you're still
like
not
me,
there yet.
Would you like me to?
Yeah, this is proper conversation.
Yeah, well, you don't say supposedly anymore.
Would you like
me
to?
Oh, yeah, that's hard. Do you say wash or wash?
Hang on 1 second. Let me hit back through on the Trump stimulus. $2K a month. You guys good with that?
No.
Yeah, calling it the Trump check. I want to call it the Trump check. So that way, whenever do you get your Trump check today?
Mm-mm.
Boy.
Because you're going to make people mad doing that. And that's okay by me. It's called the Trump check.
Nope.
Call it whatever you want. I think it's a Mnuchin check, actually, but nobody
Trump
knows who he is.
Money. Got that Trump money.
So you think he's just buying votes?
Fucking A right, man. Smartest thing he's done. Shut the fuck up and give money to him.
Call it Bernie money then, if it makes you feel better.
Is that Trump money?
So if we put Bernie's name on it.
I don't think it'd have the same effect, honestly. And I like Bernie more, but I don't think it'd have the same effect as Trump because of the billionaire status. And it's like, I'm just going to give you all fucking money. People will literally see that Trump gave me $1,200. Just like I say, George Bush gave me $600.
Obama gave
me
$800.
He bought the votes.
Obama gave me $800.
There you go. He bought your fucking vote.
You weren't.
I still didn't vote for him.
Yeah, neither did I.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know who. You know, that's something else about elections. You know, they talk about how money is the lifeblood of elections.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many commercials or billboards or signs in yards would you see that would make you vote for, say, Trump, who you're not going to vote. No way you're going
to
vote for.
There's no amount
There's
of
no
advertising.
There's no way I would vote for Bernie Listen Sanders. I don't care how many advertisements I saw.
There's no amount of advertising that's going to change my
fucking
mind.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Hillary's the other side.
How does this change all these minds? I don't understand it.
What now?
I'll say, here's the advertising that changed your mind, and it worked in 2016. This is Hillary Clinton voting, or the Democratic nomination. There's the advertisement that changed you to vote for Trump.
Yeah, no shit.
That was an easy one.
I should have just walked out of the goddamn poll office, too. You know
what
I mean?
That's what I'm saying, though. I mean, I don't know how many people, you know, saw an ad for Hillary and decided to vote for her, or saw an ad for Trump. Oh, gee, I was a Hillary supporter, but This ad really changed my mind.
It's the fucking 700,000 shares on Facebook's about the WikiLeaks, man. That's what fucked Hillary over.
Sure.
In my opinion.
Sure. I got no opinion on that.
She had 32,000 emails. WikiLeaks leaked them.
Right.
You know, all that good shit. So, yeah.
You think that's what... I don't know about that. She was hated before that. I don't know. People... Even this office hated
Seth
her.
Seth Rich, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, she, this is a primarily Democratic office.
Right, but nobody liked her. I mean, no, you know.
Sure, sure.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Detestable. So, everybody agrees, a detestable woman.
I look at things vastly different now.
Okay.
So before, as I did before. So like, and
yeah, what's changed over the last 4 years?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So like when I first started, it was just full on, you know, like.
First of all, what occasioned you guys to do this? Because you guys seem like pretty normal guys.
Story. So there we were.
I've told this story 1,000 times.
So Nick was doing Thousand and One Nights. Give us a Scheherazade.
Nick was doing Nick of Time. For whatever reason, he couldn't do Nick of Time anymore. So they asked me to take over doing Nick of Time.
God, what a pale imitation of Nick
Coop
you are.
Coop thought it would be funny because I told you, he'd heard me before bitching about how Eric would call me and talk about conspiracy shit. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
I'm like, man, would
you
hear
about
this?
Yeah, we know that. That I know.
So it was
do you give a fuck after 4 years or you still don't give a fuck? Okay.
So the joke was, we'll throw Everett on there who hates conspiracies.
Yeah, who doesn't care? That's great.
So then I called Eric like, fuck it, if I have to do it, you have to do it. So that's how that's pretty much started.
That'd be like me doing a Bernie show.
I don't think he might be that horrible.
No, because you'd have to have like Tony there that loves Bernie.
Does he love? I don't think he loves.
No, he doesn't. God damn it.
You need a Tony, not the Tony.
You need an Eric.
Well, I'm taking you. Sorry, I took you literally of what you said.
Never do that. But no, I mean, my perspectives have changed. Whereas I was more always leaning toward the conspiracy, and now I look more objective.
Yeah, but what makes you a socialist? That's what I
I'm not a fucking socialist.
You like Bernie. How can you not be a socialist?
Bernie is not a fucking full on socialist.
Oh, so you're a democratic socialist.
I'm not that. I don't. What, you like labels now, Armand?
Yeah,
that's
I do.
You want to start putting
that's
labels on things?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What is one for you, dumbass?
What's Tonga?
High five.
Your girlfriend? You're doing labels? You getting married? Engagement? What? Fiance? What are you doing? You're doing labels?
That's not cool.
It's
labels. No, it's a relationship. Has nothing to do with the old lady. It's a label.
That's right.
It's labels.
It's a relationship with a foundation of respect and mutual love.
So it's your girlfriend. I got you.
Call it what you okay.
Okay.
Well, he doesn't like
problem with that.
Tonga, I just helped you out. Thank you. There you go, baby.
Fine.
There you go, baby.
She's my fiance.
I'll tell you.
Wow.
You getting married?
Ringless fiance.
Holy shit. Congratulations to both of you, Tonga. Congratulations.
Hell yeah.
You talk
best
about,
man.
You talk about a word. Okay, what is fiance?
Man? Is it co-best man?
Team wedding for sure.
Corona best man. No,
holy
I don't
shit.
I'll be the altar boy.
You're not coming.
I mean the flower
you're not
boy.
Coming to our wedding.
Ring bear.
This is the biggest.
Oh, no, I'll be there.
This is the biggest news we've ever had on the show.
Yeah, this is huge. She's not.
This is going to be on Facebook later. This is going to be on Twitch.
I don't think she's pregnant.
She said.
I'm more likely pregnant than she is.
Oh.
Yes.
She used to be
I'm
taking hormones.
Oh, mom.
Very nice.
And so yeah, that's got me all wet like that. In 4 years.
I'll tell you what.
12-year-old boys.
In this 4 years since we've been doing this, one of the craziest things for me was having somebody come see us in Alabama.
That was nuts, dude. Having someone literally travel to see us.
We were in Alabama doing one of our video game shows.
And somebody came to you guys?
Yeah.
Came to see us. We said we were going to be down there.
I don't even want to cross the hall to see you guys.
This guy drove to see us.
He lived on the other side of Alabama, I believe.
Jesus Christ.
Drove, him and his family.
That's
his family too.
Yeah,
it was cool, man.
Brand new baby. We got pictures on this baby was 4 months old, dude. 6 months old, little baby. And they got he's a little surreal talk baby. It was cool, man. We had lots of fun.
The surreal talk generation.
The one time Biggie had phone sex with Armand, that was classic. That was kind of the Ocho Man show.
Oof. Which one was that?
You know,
Betty Grovenstein.
That's wrong show.
Are you touching yourself?
Grovenstein.
Just drove off the road.
Armand's never going to make 500 now that he's engaged.
Oh, your number's fucked.
You
it
never
doesn't
know.
Mean anything
we
anymore.
We could get a divorce.
It doesn't mean anything anymore.
That's my future ex-wife right there.
I already have a divorce attorney. Just in case.
I choose the same one. I know I'm going to need him. I keep him on retainer.
We got merchandise with our names on it. That's another bizarre thing.
That's what I said. Hell, fuck, man. We got hoodies with our names on them. I never thought that would happen.
One. Yeah, you don't have a hoodie.
You don't own one of
you,
but
we
sell.
We sell hoodies with your name on it.
Oh, all right.
There's a giant account out there that I've never actually sent to the company that has all of our money in it. I should check on this sometime and send it over to the company.
Really?
Why don't we keep it?
I don't know. Why should we do that?
Well, they don't want it.
They throw in the money for it.
They pay us our paychecks, pal.
Oh, that company.
There's no point.
All right, that's different.
Yeah, do you want to go out and be a fucking welder?
No, what I'm saying is I keep,
why not?
I keep all that money in one account, everything we've ever sold.
Tell me, welders make good money.
Of course they do.
Well, yeah. If I knew what I was doing, I'd do it.
You got to work your dick hole off. This is fine. This is great.
This job is awesome.
They can keep the goddamn shit.
Are
we going to do this for another 4 years? is the question. Are we doing this for another 4 years?
That's I don't see
question.
Why not.
Oh, God, I hope not.
I don't see what... You know, hey, don't let the fucking door hit you with a good Lord split you, Armand. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm talking about you guys.
Oh, yeah, no, we're definitely
going to get some new partners.
Yeah.
It's,
dude.
It's for real talk.
Hold on. If you could come up with a couple guys to replace us, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, what you mean like just generic ripoffs of us?
That's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Schmeverett and Derek?
Yeah. Yeah, Daryl, Derek and...
Schmeverett. That's the best I can do.
Delbert. Delbert and... Yeah.
Yeah, there's no Everett.
Yeah, there's no Schmeverett. That's all I got.
That's not even going to work.
No. Ev, you can do Kev.
Everetta.
Kev?
Ev? Kev? What about Scarmond?
Kev and Derek.
Yeah.
And Scarmond?
No, Armand will be the real Armand.
Carmine.
Carmine.
I've had people call me that.
Really?
It's yeah. Carmine.
It's Carmine. Carmine.
That's the leader of the New York gang.
So next week, are you going to do Blue Beam or something? We'll see what happens.
We could do Blue Balls.
I never did it. You didn't explain that to
even
me.
Even if
what
we do
that?
Next week?
Give us a little teaser. What, yeah. What is Blue Beam?
Blue Balls. It's whenever. Never mind.
You don't have them. I don't know, though. I mean, can Armand. That cure Blue Ball? I don't think it.
A Blue Beam?
No.
That's science, buddy. I don't know nothing about it. Let's. We need to ask Ted from Chicago
Project
that
Bloom
one.
Blue Beam.
Let's see. Is a theory that NASA claims NASA is attempting to implement a new age religion to start a new world order via holographic simulator. Blah, 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 blah.
Huh.
Aliens are involved. There's everything involved in Project Bluebeam. Fucking the Philadelphia
Sounds
experiment is rolled in there.
For the show, yeah.
Yeah. And let's do it. If we do a show next week with the crow and everything.
What day? We'll on Wednesday?
The, probably. Maybe Thursday. I have an easier time getting down here on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I think.
Why is that?
Well, because either I stay at home.
Yeah.
Which my wife stays home certain days and works, so I like to stay at home the same day she does.
She's working?
She's working still.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. She works at an accounting office. Apparently, they're essential. Everybody's essential.
An accounting office.
Any which way, on the day she has to go to the office, I'll come into the office. That's the only reason I usually come in the office.
That's pretty accurate, though. Almond looks like Ray
Almond.
Romano. Almond.
Almond.
Looks like who?
Ray Romano.
Oh, really?
Kind of. I mean, you remind me a lot of Ray Romano.
A bad-looking guy.
I don't see it.
People, you say I...
Okay, Seth says I'm already a great value brand, Seth Rogen. It's funny. Now you want an off brand.
We
ever.
Call that Fisher Price, is what that is. That's a
Fisher Price.
Seth yeah. Rogen. It's a Fisher Price.
He's like the best soda version of me.
Exactly.
He's put on a lot of weight.
Me?
Seth Rogen. No, Seth Rogen. I was.
Oh. That's because he smokes
a lot of
weed.
I saw a picture of him as, spy. I like the guy. I like him. He's funny. But, man, he looked fat when I saw him.
That's rough, man.
This is like.
Sorry. I like the guy.
If this was like a Hollywood movie. And you had to get somebody to play like us in the movie, like the Surreal Talk movie. What Hollywood star would you get to play?
Wayne Knight for me.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Wayne
Newman
Knight.
From.
Yeah, wow.
Ooh, that would be
that's
a good
kind
one,
of an
man.
Insult, isn't it?
Yeah,
fucking Kramer.
Funny.
No, it would be that guy. Who's the guy with the beard? Kind of roly poly.
Oh, yeah, Russell Crowe.
And what
no,
show?
Oh, no.
What show?
He does comedy. He's
Dom DeLuise.
No.
He's bearded, didn't he?
He was in that movie comedy. With Robert Downey where they were on the road together.
Captain America.
No, I think
he's a beard.
Jonathanakis or whatever. What's his name?
Zach Galifianakis.
Galifianakis.
Oh, yeah, Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah, beard and everything.
Why didn't you say that?
Because I didn't know his name. No. That's why.
Jeremy Jackson. I've been compared to him before. The kid. He was
Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek kid. Yeah.
The dude from Fringe? Not the same kid?
Yeah, it is, actually. Yeah.
I get out of here.
If I shave the goatee.
Walternate.
Love
who?
That show.
Walter
did you ever watch the show Fringe?
You could be Walter in it.
That was a good show. It's a good sci-fi type show. Real good. Just check it out. Anyway, I'm done with today. You guys good?
Enough.
David Spade.
For you?
For you?
I mean, I guess that's what that implies.
I would say that'd be fine.
That's not
Joe
bad.
Dirt
not
style.
A bad choice.
Yeah. They just grow in all white trashy like this. You know, it's, never mind.
Seth Rogen for me. Seth Green for Eric.
I don't like that idea.
Seth Green. That's Seth funny. Green. Wiley.
I'm the real Napster. You know, from fucking Italian Job.
Yeah. That's funny. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Chris Griffin.
Like we said before, we got Patreon out there. And if you're already giving us money, drop it off of there.
Or keep doing it. Either or.
Yeah,
it's up to you.
I'd say don't because we're.
He's not the fucking
we're,
boss.
We are we're definitely not reliable in any means right now.
That's because of you. Eric from Chicago would love to do a show every week.
Then get in here and do one.
I don't know how to operate the equipment properly.
Without a good topic, I'm just not going to come in here to do a show
That's what we did today.
Blue balls.
Well, it's been 4 weeks, so we had to do something.
Could do Project Blue
we
Balls.
Should be doing shows more often than less balls. Often because people have all kinds of time to listen now.
Do they?
Maybe we can build up the clientele a little
Why don't you come in here and hit the stream button from time to time and just hop on here by yourself?
Yeah, I'm here all
Joe
the time because I don't even know how to do
Armand.
It.
Armand.
Ooh, oh, Joe Pesci.
You could have your own podcast right now and say Armand's crazy thoughts. 5 minute fucking boom. Come in here. You know what
minutes.
Fucking.
I have more thoughts than that. You know,
the world's
45
already.
Minutes.
Well, all right, guys. Thanks for checking
I'll do
us
an
out.
Earth Day show.
SurrealTalkPodcast.com. Find us on all the socials and whatnot. Other than that, We're out of here. We hope to catch you next week.
Yeah, yeah, follow us on Twitter at Surreal Talk Show.
Open up your businesses.
No, don't listen to his advice.
Stay 6 foot away from your neighbor.
Do that. Wash your motherfucking hands. Keep your dick to yourself. Or no. It's
cough into people's faces.
All right, guys. We'll catch you next week. See you.
Yep.
All right, cool. Clear. Go hit the button. We'll catch you all next week. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, we could sell weed for money, I guess. This day in history? This day in history is a thing.
April 16th is your anniversary.
Brian says he's getting tired of not editing our podcast. Sorry, man. We got one coming for you today. I'll send it over here in a minute. All right, guys. Catch you next week. See you.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.